Welcome everybody to today's video. This is going to be a good one.
We are going to talk about how to recognize the diabolical attacks against the family in our own personal experience and some practical things that we can do to maybe remedy that and stay protected and in God's grace. And so first we're going to start off with our experience the last couple days, or particularly yesterday.
Well, at the very end of the day, Ken and I sat down and we just looked at each other like, that was crazy. So we have 7 children ranging from almost 1 to 12 years old, and we homeschool, and you know, there's just a lot of coming and going just throughout the day. But yesterday was particularly emotionally charged, physically
exhausting.
Yeah. No, there was just a lot of irritability, a lot of fighting and yelling and
lack of peace,
complaining from the children, like physically hitting among the children, like not us, but like the children hitting each other.
Unusual behavior.
Unusual.
That's what it is. It was really unusual. I mean, some of these characteristics are here and there once in a while, but it was like a wave of unusually great outbursts. And even within myself, I was like constantly agitated by everything. And so at the end of the day, I think we just stopped and we thought, like, are we under some sort of spiritual attack? And I think yesterday we can say yes. And the reason, and how can you recognize that maybe the devil is doing something in your family? Well, one of the things is that we sort of ruled out all the natural things that typically cause our children to have great outbursts, like sugar. That causes problems.
Lack of sleep.
Even lack of time with us when we're not present in the home. Screen time, watching too much TV. And there was no extra stressors that were coming upon our family, like the extra responsibilities that the kids were weighed down by. So the full moon, for example, that wasn't around. So none of these things that sometimes cause great emotional outbursts from the kids were present. And so that was one thing that we thought, okay, none of those things were happening.
So then we started thinking, well, what else could it be? Like, I personally didn't feel like I was getting riled up, but I was just like watching it and being like, what is going on in this house? This is crazy over here.
Yeah, but I was.
Yeah, you were. And actually, you got very little sleep. Like, it started out, you didn't even fall asleep until like 4 o'clock in the morning.
The night before.
Which was very unusual for you. Your mind was just racing.
Yeah, couldn't turn it off. So I think one way that we can recognize maybe diabolical activity within our family is when it's out of the ordinary. I mean, sometimes we react emotionally because out of just our natural reaction to some of these other stressors, but we didn't have those, so it was unusual. So maybe you can recognize that. Like, why are we overreacting to the situation? Why is everyone in our family overreacting? So that could be an indication of some diabolical activity going on within the family.
One of the moments that I always look forward to in our day, because I feel like I can always be assured a certain level of peace, is when we pray our family rosary. And so we got our family rosary in, and it was relatively peaceful.
Yeah.
That was nice.
That's true. I never realized that.
I like that. That's why we can't ever miss the rosary. But at the very end of the day, you were just like, let's pray. And I'm like, yes, we need to pray. So we did.
Yeah. And so what did that look like? It meant the kids are in bed, Janelle and I sitting on the couch, held her hand. And I just prayed spontaneously, asking Our Lady to cover our family with her mantle. I asked Jesus' precious blood to be poured over our families, over our mind, our will, our intellect, our imagination. I rebuked as authority, in my authority as the father of this home, any diabolical activity coming against our family in the name of Jesus Christ. I commanded that to go directly to the foot of the cross of Jesus Christ, where God's will would be done with them. And so I prayed spontaneously this way. And if you're wondering, well, how do you learn to pray spontaneously that way? Well, I often will use spiritual protection prayers in my day, and it uses that language. We've mentioned the set of prayers in the past, the Auxilium Christianorum prayers. I'll put a link in the description, but I use those almost every day as part of my daily prayer. Mm-hmm. But in addition to like having a prayer at the end of the day, what's the best defense for spiritual protection in the family? And that's number one, living a holy life, seeking that. Mm-hmm. There's no substitute for that. You can put on all the scapulars you want, all the holy water, douse it, the salt, the St. Benedict medals and sacramentals everywhere. But if you're not living a holy life, forget it.
That's right.
At least striving, like we all fall.
Right.
But that's the key. So living for Jesus, striving to live in virtue, having a regular prayer life, having a regular sacramental life, seeking Our Lady's intercession in a regular way, that's key. You know, in general, just living a Catholic life will provide spiritual protection.
Because any time that we open ourselves to mortal sin, for example, that's just a gateway for the demonic to come in. So one of the ways that the devil can gain entrance or access to our home is by mortal sin. And St. Padre Pio actually has something to say about this. The devil is like a rabid dog tied to a chain. Beyond the length of the chain, he cannot seize anyone. And you, keep at a distance. If you approach too near, you let yourself be caught. Remember that the devil has only one door by which to enter the soul, the will.
So if we have fallen into mortal sin, the devil can take advantage of that. So the remedy is you go to confession. Mm-hmm. Another thing that we can be aware of is our thoughts.
St. Thomas More says, occupy your mind with good thoughts, or the enemy will fill them with bad ones.
So one way that we occupy our mind with good thoughts is by thinking upon good things. One of the practical ways that we do this is through mental prayer. So you have a scripture and you meditate upon the life of Jesus Christ. That will not only enhance your relationship with Jesus, but by default, it'll protect it from bad thoughts. And our thought life is, we have to pay attention to that, because as our mind goes, our life is sure to follow. It's very difficult to have a godly life, but a godless mind. If you want your heart at peace, you got to start putting your mind upon godly things. Mm-hmm. And so to be aware of that. So, for example, yesterday I was aware of my thoughts going crazy. They just were sometimes a little bit over the top irrational. I was just getting angry and frustrated. So simply being aware that the devil can influence our thoughts is the first step to overcoming those bad thoughts. And then putting your mind upon good things. Think about godly things. The other thing that we can guard ourselves against is feeding our mind with bad junk. Mm-hmm. We're entering Pride Month right now, right? And so the whole world is jumping on this rainbow bandwagon.
This might be attributing to the inner rage that he's been going through.
So if this disturbs you, don't read the articles about it. Don't read the articles about the debauchery. Don't read the articles about all this disorder and the rejection of truth and how it's also creeping into the church. You know, don't feed your curiosity this way. You know, what's happening now regarding all this?
I do that.
Yeah, because we got issues going on here at the local level that's gone nationally. And so we're starting to read about it, and we were going to comment maybe later, but not right now. So fill your mind with good thoughts. If those articles are stealing your peace, stop reading them.
And really, sometimes I think, you know, maybe I just spent the last 10 minutes reading all about this. I could have spent like 10 minutes, like I could have prayed a Divine Mercy chaplet. I could have done like some renunciation prayers. There's so many things that you can do in place for that time instead of feeding our unhealthy curiosity.
So another thing to be aware of is idleness in our life.
St. Jerome says, always be doing something worthwhile. Then the devil will always find you busy.
If you can just reflect upon your life and when you get into spiritual trouble, isn't it usually when you got this extra time and you're idle? Nothing great happens past 11 p.m., right? Mm-hmm. Idle time, mindless scrolling, getting on the internet, you know, running to the fridge, maybe in emotional
pantry.
Eating.
Pantry. Just shut the door. No one will know.
But how? So you can recognize this in your life. So when we get idle, that's when we tend to fall. Mm-hmm. But also, it's particularly, this point is particularly relevant because we're entering the summer and we have summer holidays. Think about how often during the summer holidays we tend to fall into sin. You have a thought on this?
Yeah, no, actually, I had a really good conversation with a lady at our parish this past weekend. You know, I learn a lot by talking to other people. So if you have people in your community that are, you know, maybe just a little more advanced than you in either the spiritual life or even in married family life, it's always good to ask some questions. And she was just sharing how her and her husband, the greatest argument and fighting, like, you know, disunity that they ever had was while they were on a holiday. And they realized that they had stopped praying their daily rosary. There was like a period of a few days where they just didn't pray a daily rosary together. And they were truly at each other like never before. So I just thought that was really interesting. Can't let our guard down. That was the other thing she said. You can never let your guard down. Like even when it comes to your children and raising your kids, you can't just assume that things are going okay. Like always be checking in with them, making sure that what they're doing is appropriate, what they're watching, the friends that they're spending time with. Yeah, so anyhow, I told her, I said, next time I come talk to you, I'm going to have a list of questions. So I'm going to learn more from her.
So this is certainly isn't an exhaustive list of how to spiritually protect your home. There's so many other things that we could talk about.
Like we forgot a big one.
What's that?
So a couple other things. When we were praying at the end of the day that you made sure to do, other than praying like prayers of spiritual protection, you also asked the intercession of guardian angels. Oh, yeah. You asked the intercession of St. Michael the Archangel. Yeah. Because that's so crucial. And another really key helper in all of this are the holy souls in purgatory. We can't forget about them. We've actually made a commitment this past year to pray for them every single day. And one easy way to do that is by just adding it on to your daily meal prayer. So that's what we've been doing. But when it comes to spiritual defense, you can always ask for their intercession.
And we also, as we mentioned before, we have a whole holy water by our door. So when we walk by it, it's like a quick dip.
You're like, douse.
And again, I mean, there's many other things that we could talk about. But, you know, why don't you share with us maybe some things that you do in your home sometimes, maybe when you recognize, you know, maybe the devil is getting in here and messing things up. Yeah. You know, is there certain prayers that you like to pray? Is there certain sacramentals? Again, best defense is a holy life, putting our mind and hearts upon Jesus Christ. But there's always additional things that we can incorporate at time to time. Like spiritual protection prayers, for example. This is not something I obsess about. It's not something that I have to get those in or else my day's going to go bad. I have certain prayers that I always say, but at periods, like yesterday, I give it a little bit more attention because I realize something's going off. Mm-hmm. Generally speaking, it's not a huge part of my daily prayer. So I just wanted to mention that.
Oh, right. And the other thing that we wanted to say is like sometimes if there's like a big event coming up or you're really involved in ministry, or, you know, maybe God's going to move powerfully. Like sometimes there can be a little bit of extra pressure, resistance happening in your life. And one girl, like often people like to call it spiritual warfare, like, or spiritual attacks. And a friend of ours said to us, she's like, I like to call them, what did she say again? Opportunities for grace. And actually, that was one thing. Like this summer, we have a busy summer coming up. Ken and I have to start preparing for a few family conferences that we're going to be speaking at. And so just all of that is on our mind. Like, okay, we got to get prepared for that. And so I can tell, like, there's, you know, just some extra resistance.
So can you pray for us? Yeah, we would appreciate it, and we will continue to pray for you. We do that, and again, comment below. I think we're done, huh?
Yeah, we're done.
Bye, guys.